want to speak tonight on how the Lord leads us, how the Holy Spirit leads us. And I have entitled this, Our Teacher, Not Outfitter. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, not our outfitter. If you've ever gotten interested in hunting, as I have, you get interested in going on a hunt where you have an outfitter. Now, I've talked with Jerry Savinsky, evangelist Jerry Savinsky. Jerry Savinsky loves to hunt, and Jerry Savinsky will show you, by the way, don't put this on the internet. But Jerry Savinsky, when he goes hunting, he comes back with these pictures of trophy elk. I said, man, how did you get that thing? Well, I was hunting up in such and such. Well, come to find out, he had an outfitter. And I murmur under my breath, you cheater. You know what an outfitter does? An outfitter is someone you go to. They put you up in their cabin or their tent, and they tend to you. They serve you coffee, and they bring you breakfast. And because I checked into it once, I thought this would really be neat. Out west near Craig, I called an outfitter. He said, listen, we will pamper you. We will put you on a horse. We will ride out to where the elk are. We'll have to look for them, but we'll make sure we find an elk for you. And then when we find that elk, we'll say, get that one right there. That's a good one. Then when you shoot the elk, we will cut it up and pack it out for you. Now, folks, if you've ever gone hunting, if you've ever packed an elk out, that would be a big blessing. Because one of the hardest things is putting that elk on your back, well, parts of that elk, and then going back and get more, and then going back and get more. It's where Barrick a few years ago got frostbite, and he and Jesse, they've got stories to tell now. But having an outfitter is really nice. It's less work, and you're more assured of a result. On the other hand, it was my father-in-law, Juanita's father, who taught me how to hunt. He taught me how to hunt. He got me interested in hunting deer. Then when we moved out to Colorado and I got interested in hunting elk, he wasn't here to teach me. I simply applied the truths for hunting deer to elk and studied it. But there was nobody who came up alongside me and said, now here's what you do, here's where you go. I had to find the elk. I learned where to find the elk by talking to other men, other hunters. Jerry and I were one of the two, probably went together for the first time together years ago, probably what, 97, 98. And Jerry and I have hunted together. We learned together. And so you've got to learn how to track them. You've got to look for their sign. You've got to get up early in the morning sometimes. And then you've got to know how to shoot them. I just found out, Jerry took me out to his shooting range, and I found out that the reason I haven't been hitting my elk, and this is a good excuse, boy, I better get one now. But I have been looking through my scope with my glasses on, and these are bifocals, and this is distance up here, so I've been looking into a close-up scope with a distance lens. And I took my glasses off to try to, you know, shoot out there to line my rifle up, and I almost got a bullseye. Put my glasses back on, and I'm off again. So that elk I missed a few years ago at 100 yards, it's these crazy things. And then again, 2 years ago. So now I have no excuse, except I've got to somehow get my glasses off real fast when I see one. But I'm saying all that to say this. You've got to know then how to gut it, how to pack it out. Now, folks, listen to me. There are some people who think that the leading of the Holy Spirit is like having an outfitter rather than a teacher. Do you know what I mean by that now? He does, the Bible says, guide us into all truth. And some people call outfitters guides. But an outfitter goes further than just guiding. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth, John 16:13. But it is up to you, the believer, to apply those truths. Just like for me hunting elk, it is being taught and then applying those truths to find the elk and so forth. Many believers think that the Holy Spirit does everything that an outfitter does for a hunter. There's the elk, shoot it. Now I'm going to help you pack it out. And we're lazy. I say again, the Holy Spirit is our teacher, not our outfitter. Staying out of sin results from applying God's word. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You see, the Holy Spirit teaches us those truths as we read his word. He does not bring to scripture to mind that we have not read or heard. It is up to you to do the work. The Holy Spirit will not bring to your mind scripture you have not read or heard because you're too lazy to read it or to hear it. Psalm 32, verse 9. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. I am not to expect guidance. As a horse needs guidance with a bit and bridle. I've had a lot of experience on horses. And the worst thing was when they would not respond to the bridle. That bit that you put into their mouth, that you hopefully just have to lean the reins a little bit. It is so nice when you're on a horse and instead of, you know how some people, they grab the rein on this side and pull the horse's head over there? That's not how you ride a horse. A horse should be trained so that when you lean the reins, he feels the rein. And he'll. I remember first learning this riding horse when I was just a kid. Getting on the horse and leaning the rein, that horse would turn. Wow, this is like power steering. This is fantastic. And then you pull back on the reins gently and that horse stops. Wow, this is like power brakes. Not many of you remember the day when there was no power steering or when there were no power brakes. You take power brakes for granted today. How many of you remember the brakes that you had to really push? Yeah. Wow. That horse responds. But I've been on horses who got what they called hard mouth. And I've been among Christians who've got hard hearts. And they came up with something, it's called a hackamore. Does anybody know what a hackamore is? A hackamore is what you put around their nose, and then when you pull back, it closes down their nostrils and they can't breathe. To stop them. It's not to turn them, it's to stop them. And I remember we had a horse, one of my brothers had a horse, and it would not stop with the bit and the bridle. We put a hackamore on that thing and pulled back to stop. He'd start running, you pull back on those reins, and that hackamore would shut its breathing down. And that horse would fight. That is not the sensitivity that a believer should have. That kind of a believer who is hard, where he does not respond to the Holy Spirit, is someone who has so much trouble in his life. And notice what it says here in verse 9, which have no understanding. I've been on a horse that has no understanding. In fact, no horses do. All they can do is respond to the bit and the bridle. And the admonition here is, don't be like that. Don't expect that when God leads you, it's going to be like he's pulling the reins or he's leaning the reins and pulling back on the reins to stop you. So how should we be led? You back up one verse. I will instruct thee, verse 8, and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will teach you. I will teach you. I will guide thee with mine eye. Carol was talking about what the evangelist said about God's eye. And you know what it's like. Parents know what this is like. When you're sitting in church and your child is acting up. I know what this was like with my dad, with 5 brothers and 2 sisters. I knew what it was like to get the eye. Do you know what I'm talking about? And you would melt in your seat. That's being sensitive. Spurgeon commented on verse 9 and he said, we should not be treated like mules if there were not so much of the ass about us. We should respond like verse 8, maintain a teachable spirit. David is doing the speaking here. As a father would instruct, how much more, folks, should we respond to God's instruction? He is our instructor. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. And a look should be enough. A nod, a wink, or just simply looking in a certain direction. Can you imagine a horse that would respond to your look? First of all, he can't because you're on his back. But let's say that you have this horse and your child was on this horse and you were somehow trying to train that horse to respond to your look. Knowing when to go by going like that. But even that's too much because that's the whole head. What about just responding to the eye? Whatever look you give, he would respond. That's how sensitive we ought to be to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And yet, folks, we're expecting an outfitter. There's a difference between children on a rope and those whose parents can control with a look. God sees everything with his eye, and it's wise to respond to his look. As our teacher, the Holy Spirit prompts us from his word. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you, is the promise he gave his disciples in John 14:26. He will bring all things to your remembrance. But folks, that means I must be in his word because that's how he brings things to remembrance. Have you ever studied your Bible or read a passage or heard a message where at the right time the thought comes to you? This is how we think of it. The thought came to me. Oh, I remember that being preached on. I remember reading that in my Bible. And then you respond correctly. That came as a result of being in church, listening to messages, or that came as a result of you being in God's word. Where you didn't just read it, you studied it, you meditated on it, and you allowed the Lord to speak to you. And as he spoke to you, and as he impacted you with his word, you maybe wrote it down because it meant so much to you. It is that the Holy Spirit brings to mind to you. The greater the source, the greater the source of material he has when we are studying it. I remember a young man some years ago who was always having trouble. He had trouble with his marriage. He had trouble with everything he got into. He was troubled. And I talked to him about his salvation. He says, I know I'm saved. So as I was trying to disciple this young man, he one day said to me, you know what? I just wish somebody would come up to me when I'm about to do something stupid and will whack me across the head. And I turned to him, his name was Christian. I said, Christian, if you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit dwells within. And he's not going to whack you upside the head. But if you're sensitive to him, you'll stay out of trouble. But you have got to take the time to learn from the Word of God what you should and should not do. And then he's going to bring to mind those things that you've studied, that you've honestly gone to the Lord about. And folks, I would recommend when God impacts your life with something from his word, get down on your knees and pray about it. And say, thank you, Lord, for showing me from your word. This has convicted me. Just like you would do in a service. When you have your private devotions, get down on your knees and, Lord, you revealed something about me, or you've revealed something to me about yourself that it was such a blessing, Lord. And pray about that. That is the very thing that God will bring to your mind when you need it the next time. That's why sharing something like you did tonight is going to help the person who shared. Not only the people who heard, but the person who took the time to share. Because you confess something with your mouth. You had to do something that you said something in public. That's why we say, you know what, sometimes it's good to come down the aisle and make a public decision because it cements that in your heart. Folks, let's have a teachable spirit. Let's be led of the Spirit. Let's not expect him to point out the elk. I'm speaking in the illustrative sense here. To shoot it for us. To gut it for us. And to pack it out for us. He teaches you through God's word. You do the work. You do the work. So Lord, I pray that we would follow the leading of your Holy Spirit. That we would not be as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, but need the bit and the bridle. Father, I pray that we would simply respond as verse 8 says, to your look. That we would be so sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit that it is as if you are simply looking. And we look up and see, spiritually speaking, how you are leading us and what you are telling us to do through your word. So may we have teachable spirits, teachable hearts through thy Holy Spirit. Let us take the lessons, the things that we have learned this week, the good preaching, and apply those things, those truths that you have guided us into. Now may we apply them, we pray in Jesus' name.